My name is Arthur Halloran, as you may understand. I was born 10 miles from Dublin town, down by the salt sea strand. When I was young and comely, sure than fortune on me shone. My parents reared me tenderly, I was their only son. My father, he rose up one day, and with him I did go. He bound me as a butcher's boy to Pearson of Wicklow. I wore the bloody apron there for 3 long years and more, till I shipped on board of the Ocean Queen, belonging to Tremore. It was on Bermuda's sunny isle that I met with Captain Moore. He was the skipper of the Flying Cloud, the pride of Baltimore. I undertook with him on a slaving voyage to go to the burning shores of Africa, where that sugar came to grow. It all went well until the day that we came to Africa's shores. 500 of them poor slaves, me boys, from their native lands we tore. They were loaded down with links of chain as we made them walk below. Just 18 inches space was all that each man had to show. The plague, it came in fever too, and it killed them off like flies. We dragged their bodies on the deck, and we hove them in the sea. For sure the dead was lucky, for they'd have to weep no more, nor drag the chain, nor feel the lash in Cuba forevermore. But now our money, it is gone, and we must go to sea once more. Still each man stayed to listen to the words of Captain Moore. There's gold and silver to be had, if with me you remain. We'll hoist that pirate flag aloft and sweep the Spanish main. We all agreed, but 3 young men who then asked us to land. 2 of them were Boston boys, and the 3rd from Newfoundland. I wish to God I'd join those men and walk with them ashore, than to lead a wild and a reckless life serving under Captain Moore. We ran and fought with many a ship down on the Spanish main. We killed many a man and left his wife and children to remain. To none we showed no kindness, but gave them a watery grave. For the saying of our captain was that dead men tell no tales. We ran and fought with many a ship, both frigate and liner too, till at last the British man o' war the Dunmore hove in view. She fired a shot across our bows as we sailed before the wind. Then a chain shot cut our mainmast off, and we fell far behind. They beat our crew to quarters as she drew up alongside. And soon across our quarterdeck there flowed a crimson tide. We fought until they killed our captain and 18 of our men. Then a bombshell set our ship on fire, and we had to surrender then. Well, it's now to Newgate we are sent, bound down in iron chains. Oh, the sinking and the plundering of ships on the Spanish main. The judges found us guilty and we are condemned to die. Young men, a warning by me take, lead not such a life as I. So it's farewell Dublin city and the girl that I adore. I'll never kiss your cheek again nor squeeze your hand no more. For whiskey and bad company have made a wretch of me. Young men, a warning by me take, and shun all piracy.